Welcome to another episode of TCAST, a podcast for the Tomcat community. Today we're talking with Dan Deephouse, software architect at MuleSoft. Dan, welcome to TCAST. Tell us about provisioning and why it's a big deal for Tomcat users.
I think we all realize that provisioning is a pretty error-prone and time-consuming process. You know, typically somebody will SSH into a server and, you know, copy files and modify stuff manually, and this can take a long time, and people can screw things up pretty easily. So it'd be really nice if we could have a way which just automatically deployed your applications and put them out there on your servers for you. On top of this, I think there's also kind of a movement towards a continuous deployment model. People, when they check stuff in, want to be able to push it out and have it available right away for development, and then push stuff to testing or QA, and then actually push it out to production and have a very smooth way to go from one environment to the other. And if you come up with a provisioning solution that does this, it can make life a lot easier and allow you to address customer issues or website user issues a lot faster.
How does TCAT Server help them solve the current pains of copying files and doing deployments manually?
TCAT includes a deployment solution which allows you to easily provision your web apps to your different web servers out there. So you can group your servers together and then push wars to group. So I might have my Hello World application, and I can push it to my test group, or I could push it to my production group of servers. And it's going to allow you to do this in just a couple clicks of a button.
Okay, but what if I have a complex application with more than one WAR file to deploy to several servers at once?
We've noticed that many of our customers actually break down their web apps into different services so they can have a more agile way to kind of modify individual web applications, but they still want to group them and manage them as one deployment. TCAT includes this capability which we call packages, and packages allow you to address just this situation. You can basically tell TCAT, I want to deploy WARs A, B, and C together to this server or this group of servers, which allows very simple deployment if you break up your applications this way.
Let's say I do bulk deployments. What if one of them goes wrong?
Whenever you do a deployment on TCAT, it provides a failure report or a success report for you, so you can easily go in and get a view into how your deployment is doing. So let's say you just deployed something, you can click on the deployment and see, servers A and B have already deployed, servers C and D are in process. And then if something goes wrong, you can actually see that, there was a failure on server C, and it's going to give you a full error report of what went wrong and allow you to really dive in and figure that out.
Some of our listeners say that their environment is complex because they have multiple versions of applications being deployed. Can you tell us how to handle that?
TCAT is kind of unique because it has a repository built in, so you can easily store multiple versions of your application, which makes it really great for upgrades and rollbacks, which you don't want to admit occur, but still occur. So let's say you have a package and you defined your application in there. I've got my Hello World 1.1 application. Well, I can just go in and say, something went wrong. I want to roll back. I just want to select version 1.0. And so then it makes it very easy to deal with this second version or this third version. And all you need to do is just click a deployment button. And it'll actually store your history of what you deployed as well, so you can go back and see, I had this deployed then, and that'll allow you to actually go back to your code and figure out, if there's an error or a problem that a user had during a specific time period. You can say, this version was running, and track it down, a specific application and problem in your code base.
Sounds great. Well, Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next time on the next episode of TCAST.